T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Going to the Show, and I'm just a regular guy. Today we got this new movie. It's called Knives Out. It's a whodunit. Who saw it? Well, a lot of people did. It's the current number 2 movie at the box office. And it's kind of a modern twist on one of the bona fide war horses of movies, plays, books, board games, and interactive experiences. You know, where somebody's murdered, there's a lot of people who could have done it. And the question is, who done it? Many times it's the butler, but in Knives Out, there is no butler. There is a maid, there's a nurse, and a really rotten family, and a dead old man. The patriarch of this rich family, he's the guy that made all of the dough, and now he's dead with his throat slit. And there is a huge inheritance. So needless to say, there's a lot of familial interest in him not being around. Daughters, sons, in-laws, grandchildren, even a help. But this is where I gotta shut up. Because when it comes to stuff like this, I am reminded of the old episode on the Honeymooners when Ralph Cramden, he got tickets to see a murder mystery play, and his mother-in-law comes over. She walks into the kitchen and she spoils the plot, and Ralph lets loose with those famous Cramdenian words, "You are a blabbermouth." And if you know what I'm talking about, well, geez, you're old. But like I said, the multi-suspect murder mystery is an old trope. But director Rian Johnson has brought it into modern times with some timely references about culture clash and class warfare. And a lot of that stuff goes down humorously, along with the tried and true twists and turns. You got Jamie Lee Curtis, Don Johnson, Toni Collette, Michael Shannon, Captain America, Chris Evans, and Ana de Armas as Marta, the old man's nurse, who is the heart of this movie. And of course, there's a brilliant detective played by Daniel Craig. Yep, James Bond himself, who gets hired by somebody unknown to piece it all together. But what he does, he cornbones it up with a thick Dixie accent that leads to somebody calling him CSI KFC. So yeah, there's laughs, there's flashbacks, there's secret windows and stairways. The house is almost another character. And Knives Out is more about the family backstabbing each other than the slit in the old man's throat. And not that I'm going to tell you what it is, but the movie has a great ending. Now, if you want to hear some of my other reviews, you can get those at 93XRT.com. Get them on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.